Yes, welcome to the world famous Phil Henry Show here from El Pacifico in Southern California. I'm Bud Dickman. Now, Mr. Henry.
That's right, Bud. And Don Mixa joins us. And Margaret, you get the full story on this.
Well, Don called me last night about a 8:30.
Did he really?
No, but they want me saying that stuff.
You don't have to.
Yeah, but I think it sounds, I think it rounds it out, you know.
It rounds it out, huh? They want me saying, you know, he called last night about a 8:30. I think it sounds stupid.
Just say whatever time he called.
Well, it was a 8:30, but it's the
principle, Phil.
Man, I think it sounds bitching.
Anyway, so Don called you.
Yes, Don called and heard the show yesterday. I think he's over. He's right now. He's at the Funk Mall. What is it? Funk Falls Mall?
Yeah, it's Funk Falls in Lancaster.
Don, I know you're doing some last minute Christmas shopping.
Right, Phil. I'm in the middle of about 1,000 screaming kids. I have no problem with that. I'm shopping, as a matter of fact, for some nephews, getting footballs and basketballs, this kind of thing. So I called Margaret because I had downloaded your podcast yesterday. It came up in my Apple podcast, and I don't always listen, but it had popped up because I guess I got the app. And they were you were talking about breath, and I said, "Boy, I tell you, that tears it." You know, this is.
We weren't talking about you, Don.
Well, hold on.
Well, we weren't, Don. We were talking about this. We were talking to Jay Santos.
No, I know you were talking to Jay Santos. I get that, but the inference was that anybody with bad breath was mentally diseased, and I thought that was very unkind indeed.
Let me give people a background here, Don. You were criticized on our show a few months back for having bad breath.
Let me do it, okay, so I don't come off sounding like a most slovenly slob that ever put on a pair of slip-ons. I have a tendency, or I had in the past, a tendency just to jump out of bed, you know, wash my mouth out with water, throw some toothpaste in there, then go off, have breakfast, you know, with
breakfast, there again.
You say something?
No, nothing.
Yeah, go off, have some breakfast, and generally, what I like, I'll have some gorgonzola cheese, garlic-laden scrambled eggs, and, you know, milk, and then I follow that up with a couple of cigarettes. And
all of that, Don, leads to just about as funky a smelling breath as the world has ever known.
As the world has... Did you get a load of this?
All right, this is going to be day two on bad breath, and I want to cut it off right here. Here's what I want to say. Yesterday's show had to do with Jay Santos reading an article in the newspaper having to do with gum disease.
Right, okay, right there. That's not me.
Wait a minute, Don. Having to do with gum disease and the gum disease leading to depression and some mental illness.
Okay. What has that got to do with Don Mixa?
No, it doesn't have anything to do with Don Mixa. We didn't... We weren't talking about you, Don. In fact, we made the point that just because a guy has bad breath doesn't mean he's nuts.
No, it doesn't. But you got to understand something, Phil. Since this subject came up on your program, and at the time, as you know, I was teaching some engineering at the University of Washington. Now I'm down there in Southern California full-time. But it disturbed me is because I have a lot of up-close and personal, not up-close personal relationships with my students, but I get into student-teacher meetings. Hold on for a minute. What do you guys want? What do you want? Well, there's the elevator. Get in it. This is...
You need to move someplace else?
No, I'm good. I have a lot of student-teacher meetings with my students, and sometimes I'm about 5 inches away from their faces when I'm trying to make a point. And I will say to them, listen, you can do much, much better. Ha. Huh. Naturally, the breath, you know.
Well, have you had students complain?
I've had students wince. Hold on. Is that your kid? Could you get him away from me? Thank you. I've had students...
Don, I can't believe you're talking to people like that about their children.
Well, I'm here in about as private a place as I can get. And everybody now all of a sudden decides to hassle Don Mixa. They finally got in the elevator, they're gone. So I'm up close. Yes, I've seen students when I say hi. And I've seen them get that look in their face like someone just stuck a knife in them or something. Just, aha, you know. And I understand that, because then I remember, okay, that's right, I didn't brush my teeth thoroughly this morning.
Don, this is a conversation we've had before. It's pretty loud where you are.
Yeah, I know, I'm trying to move away.
This is a conversation we had before where we've simply said to you, can you, you know, brush your teeth and...
I do brush my teeth, Phil, and I use mouthwash. And
so in other words, your behavior has changed since we spoke to you.
Yeah, but you know, I have to tell you, Morgan, my behavior doesn't change because anybody speaks to me. I understand that...
I'm not condescending.
No, but I understand that some people probably thought Don Mixon could use some mouthwash. That's as far as it goes with me. So I put some mouthwash in there, I swish it around, I brush my teeth, and I you think if I'm laying off the Gorgonzola sandwiches, you're out of your mind. Because I love them, and I love garlic on my scrambled eggs. I particularly love extra garlic on broccoli and scrambled eggs. And
holy Jesus.
You say something?
Well, Don, that boy, that is just guaranteed for breath that would take the paint off a battleship.
Hey, ask me if I care. In the words, in the famous words of you, General Shaw, ask me if I care. Okay? Ask me if I care.
Do you care?
Did you just ask me if I care?
Yes, he did. Yeah, I did.
Okay, now I forget what was the question.
But the breath that you've got...
Oh, yeah, that's right. Could take paint off a battleship. I don't care because I'm doing the very best I can.
All right, I think that we can...
Wait a minute. I'm on the phone over here. Huh? Who? I wouldn't know him if I fell over him if he was dead. Yeah. Your husband? Good luck with that. So,
Don, the way you're speaking to those people around you...
I'm trying to get... Listen, they've got their brats coming through here.
It's Christmas week, bro. I mean, the people are shopping.
Hey, I get it, bro. But I'm here trying to conduct a business of conversation. Look at this. Now there's a screaming brat over here. Your kid? Right there. The one that's screaming its guts out? Right there. So... you know, I would hope, Phil, in the future...
Nobody mentioned your name. Nobody said anything about Don Mixon. Nobody said, hey, we know a guy with bad breath. His name's Don Mixon. You call here today thinking that this was all personal.
Well, would you blame me? Because you guys spent hours breaking my castanets over this stuff. I mean, it was incredible. And that got me so humiliated.
Well, it got you so humiliated, right? Yeah, it got you so humiliated you started brushing teeth and started to use mouthwash.
I've used and I've brushed. You know what? Maybe it did. But let's get off that kick, if you don't mind, Phil.
I didn't bring it up. Jay Santos did.
Jay Santos. This is the guy who's a cop.
He's a citizen's auxiliary policeman.
You got a number on this guy?
I don't know if I... Bud?
Yeah, give it to you off the air.
Okay, I'd like to call him and just tell him. You bringing up bad breath. I mean, where does this...
I don't even think you and Jay have met, have you?
No, I wouldn't know this guy if he, like I said to that woman looking for a husband, I wouldn't know if he dropped dead in front of me and I tripped over him.
Okay, so why even cause a hassle?
Well, I don't know. I just, you know, it's a sore spot with me.
If you call up Jay Santos and say, hey, you brought up bad breath, and I have or had bad breath, and I wish you wouldn't do that, I can guarantee you Jay will call us and want to be on our next show and talk more about bad breath.
Yeah, that's the kind of guy he is.
Well, here's the kind of guy that I am. I'll come back and, you know, I'll go natural. I'll pick up a baseball bat.
Hey, wait a minute, man. This is not worth that, okay? I'm sure he won't talk about it anymore. I don't think you need to call him. And we're not going to put it in those terms, and we're going to challenge anybody. We're not going to get crazy.
I apologize. I realize it's Christmas week.
Yeah, it's Christmas, and everybody's in a festive mood, you know?
Yeah, well, you know.
Except for you. You sound like you're so bummed out. It's...
I got a new woman in my life, okay?
Oh, congratulations.
Don, you're kidding.
No. It's been 5 years since my marriage ended, and I haven't had a relationship until about a month ago. And I met this gal. She was she was a colleague at the university. She moved to Southern California about the same time I did. We reconnected, kind of like with you, Phil, and Jackie.
Yeah.
And you know, we're having a great time. Now
I don't want to get you angry, but has your breath come up?
No, it hasn't. That's the whole thing. So this is why I'm saying. Of course, she has allergies. She can barely smell anything. And
she can barely smell anything. Now, she doesn't have COVID.
No, she doesn't have COVID.
All right, I'm sorry. When you said can't smell,
this is... So she can't smell anything, so that's... Well, look, do yourself a favor, and I'm not trying to give you advice, but make sure you're brushing your teeth and you're...
I am. I do. I wash my mouth out for about 5 minutes at least with straight with mouthwash, and I'm always flossing, and I'm doing, you know...
Yes, you got better hygiene and everything.
Yeah, I do. Wait a minute. Yeah? I've been standing here on the phone. Your kid's coming around here grabbing my pant leg and bugging me. I don't know. He's got some wind-up airplane. What? I took it and I threw it off the balcony. So sue me, okay? It's my phone.
Hey, Don.
Wait a minute. Hey, I'm on an interview. Very important. I didn't throw it up. There's the airplane right there, you dumbass.
What the fuck are you doing, man?
Did you just say, what the fuck?
Yes, I did.
All right, I'm sorry. Some guy... I didn't mean anything. I apologize. He's all pissed off because the kid had one of these balsa wood airplanes with the wind-up rubber band. So I took it, and I pretended like I was going to throw it, and the kid went, eh. And went after and got its redneck father, and it came over and started talking to me.
I like the way you're calling the kid an it and the father an it.
I'm sorry. He went over and got his father, and he wanted to start getting tough with me, and I told him, you know, better step off, friend, so...
All right, Don, you know, there's a lot of macho... You got a lot of anger going into Christmas, man. You got to lose it.
I feel great, Phil. As I said, I've got a woman in my life. I'm in love. I'm in love, and it feels good. It's the most wonderful time of the year. You know that song, Phil.
Yeah, that's the spirit, brother. All right. No, we're not talking about your breath, and...
Well, I don't want to...
What's your lady's name?
Chloe. She's a beautiful chick.
All right, and if she, you think she's listening?
No, she's not listening. She doesn't like your show. I played it for her a couple times. She went, what? I don't, you know, she didn't get it. So she likes to listen to, who's the guy? Joe Rogan.
She likes Joe, of what? That's unusual.
God, Phil, spit it out.
Well, I mean, it's I thought Joe Rogan had mostly guys. Yeah, he's got a very male audience.
Yeah, she likes listening to him. So anyway.
Well, all right, so anyway, give her our best.
Okay, I will. That doesn't hurt your feelings, huh?
About what?
Yes, it does. Trust me.
About what?
About her. She doesn't listen to your show.
I'm fine.
He's got to go and move.
You know what? If you don't mind, Margaret, I'm fine.
Okay. I was only kidding. She does listen to your show. She thinks it's funny sometimes.
Okay, Don. Thanks a lot.
And by the way, I'm brushing my...
Don Mixa on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. All of this started, folks, if you didn't hear yesterday's show, it won't make any sense, but Chase Santos read an article about a bad breath could reflect gum disease, which could mean mental illness.
Yeah, it was weird.
Thanks, I already said that. All right, we'll be right back. We've got Dr. Ron Turner in studio, because what we're doing here as we progress into the new year, we'd like to have more of our guests in studio here. And we sent a car, right, Bud?
Yeah, sent a car. I picked it. As a matter of fact, got a message from the car. He's going to be here in... You should be here right now. Go ahead and see it.
Dr. Ron, are you out there?
Yeah, but I've been waiting out here in the green room.
Okay, Ron Turner coming up here to talk with us about hockey, of all things, on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show has a subscription model that fits everyone. A month or a year. That's only two plans, but it fits everyone. You can subscribe for 1 month at a time, or you can subscribe for an entire year and then get out. I just hit myself. Ow, 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 ow. I'll do it. This guy.
Dear Mr. Announcer, you're not very butch.
Ow.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show has plans for everyone. Two of them. Monthly or yearly. Get a subscription to our website. 45,000-plus hours of audio, movies, pre-shows. You got it. It's good. It's great.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show. Why not get that all-important subscription today and say it's a Christmas present for someone, even though it isn't?
Yeah, you don't even have to buy it for no one. You can say, oh, I'm getting this as a Christmas present. I'll say, for who? And you go, oh, it's on my list. Somebody on my list, you know?
Yeah, and you're actually buying it for yourself. So you sound magnanimous and you sound giving, when in point of fact, you're just a selfish slob.
PhilHenryShow.com.
The greatest value online, etc.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California on this Christmas week. Here's Phil. Thank you, General Shaw. Dr. Ron Turner joining us. Ron, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, Ron. And this is the first time I think we've had you in studio.
Yes, it is. And I thought for a minute that I had guest hosted. But I'm sure I don't think I have.
No, you have. I know Dr. Sadler has.
Yeah, Dr. Jim Sadler does a lot of guest hosting, doesn't he?
He does. Now, do you know him?
Just to see him. Like I said, I've seen him at some of the Phil Henry Show functions. And
all right. Any opinion?
None that I'd like to give here.
Well, all right. We don't want to start anything. We almost got a thing going here between Mixer.
No. It's not. No, don't disrespect it, Tenet. I think you had him on your program. He doesn't know what a hypodermic needle is. It's just silly things like that.
All right. Now, this has nothing to do with medicine. You're here with us today as a Buffalo Sabre fan of the National Hockey League.
Well, Phil, I've recognized here for several months your gradual conversion to being a real hardcore hockey fan. I know you're a fan.
Yeah, Mr. Henry loves hockey.
I know you were a fan over the years, but you really follow the game now.
I do, and I've become more of a fan because of my disaffection with football.
All right. Well, that's good because, what is that?
I don't know. There's some guy with a motorcycle outside. You want me to tell him to knock it off?
No, I mean, but what are we going to do, you know? Sounded pretty loud. Yeah.
Bud, go see.
Yeah, okay.
Go?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, I've noticed that. Well, I am a hockey fan, specifically a Buffalo Sabre fan, because my family's originally from Buffalo, New York. Now, you watch the NHL channel, don't you?
I do, yes.
Okay. They had a feature or one of their reports talked about this guy, Lindgren, who plays for the
Rangers, I think.
Yeah, the New York Rangers, last month, scoring a goal, and I'm quoting now, so that you get the full import of the just load of you-know-what that this is. He said, this guy, Lindgren, scored a goal with, quote, under a second left in a game. Okay.
Now, what is wrong with that?
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, the guy's gone.
Who's he talking about? Oh, the guy with the motorcycle.
Yeah, he just came down the street. I talked to Ruby and...
Oh, yeah? How's she doing?
Yeah, she...
Guys, we're...
Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, so say that again?
Okay, I'll say it again.
I'm sorry.
They said this guy, Lindgren, scored a goal with under a second left. Now... I find that to be offensive and insulting. Here's why. When you count down, let's say when they're blasting off a rocket ship, okay?
Yeah.
Till?
Yeah, yeah.
When they're blasting off a rocket ship, they do a countdown.
You're talking about 10, 9, 8?
Yeah, exactly. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, on down.
Yeah.
I don't hear them saying 10, 9 tenths, 10, you know, I don't hear them say 10. 9.9, 9.8, 9.7, 9.7.
Well, there's not enough time to do that.
There you go. There's not enough time to do it. And if there's not enough time to count it down like that, there should not be enough time for them to score a goal in under a minute. Okay?
Right. Do you want to blow your nose or anything?
No, I don't want to blow. I don't want to blow my nose.
Just talk. We talked to Don Mix. His girlfriend has allergies.
Is that the guys with the bad breath, right? Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
But is it bugging you?
No, it sounded like it might be bugging you.
No.
So, Don, your basic premise...
Don, and I actually kind of understand, I might even be sympathetic to this, Don. You're saying it's not fair to count a unit of time that we ourselves as humans don't really count. Is that it?
Well, yeah, but see, he said under a second... If you are going 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, it would go from 1 to 0. It would go from 10 to 9. And most of
Well, a lot of the scoreboards don't do that anymore.
Well, what do you mean?
What I mean is, if you go to a game and you look at the scoreboard, you see 10, and then it counts down 9 tenths, 8 tenths, 7 tenths.
Yeah, right. The machine does it. The computer does it. But here's why we don't have computers... As referees, here's why...
Well, he got strikes on his computer.
Wait a minute. Yes, they do. You're right, bud. And they do go to the VAR in soccer. They go to video replay in football and in baseball. But the bottom line and the last word belongs to the human. The human.
Right, the human. I mean, the human.
You guys going to listen to this?
Yeah, we are.
We are, seriously.
So I'm watching the Buffalo Sabres, and they're leading the game. And here it was tied. It was going to go into OT, maybe go to a penalty. And next thing I hear, Lindgren got the puck in, but under a second. Well, in my way of thinking, under a second, there's no time left.
There is no time left. You're right.
Right. Well, but in fact, there is.
Well, you know something? Is the referee keeping that time?
No, I guess the official time is 9/10, 8/10.
Yeah, they keep the official time. Well, you saw it, Mr. Henry. You were sitting there right next to it.
Right next to what?
When you had those seats at the Panther game.
We were behind a replay booth in the penalty box.
Oh, you weren't up the...
Well, the official time should be kept, I believe, by the referees on the ice, just like they do with soccer. And the official time should be 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Not 10, 9 tenths, 9 8, 9 7, 9 6, 9 5, 9 4, then 8 seconds, 8 tenths, 8. You know,
that really bugged you, huh?
Yes, it bugged me. It bugged me a lot because I was, you know, maybe it's because I'm a scientist, maybe it's because I'm a doctor, because the specificity, Phil, is what's missing, I think, in the world what we live in, you know? And the specificity. You know, everybody here is like, you know.
It's a very good point.
Yeah, it is.
No, I'm looking at everyone here. Ms. Gray is dusting lint off of her skirt.
No,
wait a minute. Bud, you had your eyes closed for a minute.
I was just thinking back. I was thinking about there's some wheat thins that I might want to eat after the.
Yeah.
And General, you were cleaning a pipe. And Phil, you were making notes.
I was simply writing down. I wanted to talk about my diet.
So none of you vine-swinging baboons.
I don't like being called a baboon.
I'm sorry, Miss Grant. I didn't mean to include you in that.
Vine-swinging baboons, huh?
Yes. None of you appreciate what I'm saying.
It's I do, but it, like, and I don't.
Yeah, I do, but I don't really.
I don't think any of us really.
You know, kids, go ahead and say it. You don't care.
No, I don't care either. I understand what you're saying. But I don't think, how many other fans?
Well, I've tried to get other people interested in this and excited by it. And you guys are sitting here like a bunch of apes scratching your ass.
Again, Dr. Tarner, you can call these guys apes.
I'm sorry, Ms. Gray. I'm very, very sorry. I should not. There's a lady.
Yeah, there's a lady present, and I don't like being called a vine-swinging baboon anyway.
You look frustrated. Well, I am frustrated. I come on. This is the first time I've been live on your program.
A lot of times, hold on, that's my timer.
What do you got the timer for?
I was cooking a pizza.
Oh, you got the... You got to cook it longer than that, bud, because it's got broccoli in it.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what? Fuck this.
Hey, Dr. Tarner.
No. If I knew that I would be treated like this...
Dr. Tarner, there's no reason to use four-letter words.
I'm sorry.
You're very passionate about this, we understand. But we don't care.
Okay. So, my family that has followed the Buffalo Sabres... Since day one, in the early 70s, when they come in the league, we can all pound it up there, make sure it's wedged good and tight, then waddle around the rest of the day. Is that it?
What did you say?
You're telling me and my family, Buffalo Sabre fans, to pound it up there deep and waddle around, aren't you?
No, we're not saying that. We're just saying that specific point about timekeeping is it's just... And you know what? I don't blame you. I blame you, Bud, for making time for this interview.
Well, what do you... Oh, my God.
You know, Dr. Tarner.
We wanted to have you on, Dr. Tarner. It would be great if you talked to us about astrophysics, which you have.
Yeah, even when you were busting on Dr. Stephen Hawking.
Well, I don't... The bad is passed on. I don't do that no more, okay?
I apologize, sir. And
2 days before Christmas, you can't even pretend like you care.
All right, I'll pretend like I care. So what are you going to do now?
Well... it's not the same thing.
Yeah, see.
Goodbye. Are you just getting up and leaving?
Yeah, well, okay.
Thank you very much, Ron Tarner.
Thank you very much, Phil, for having me on your show. And everybody with a finger up their crack scratching it while I'm trying to make a very serious point about
the way they keep time in the NHL.
Anyway, thank you for having me on your program, Phil.
Thank you, Dr. Tarner. And tomorrow, folks, we'll be in Florida. Oh, I wanted to just mention that I hit my target weight.
Can I leave?
Yeah, go ahead.
Look at this. You talk about your target weight, but you don't care about B.
Phil's been on a diet now for a long time. He's finally hitting his target weight.
Way. Well, how do you do it, Dickman? All right.
Well, I mean, people care about it. They don't care.
You know, I'm always going to remember all you people.
All right, got it, Tarter. Get lost.
I'm going to remember all of you hanging by one hand from a vine going, ee-ee-ee-ee.
See you later, Ron. You're not really pissed, are you?
No, I'm not.
Could you come on here to purposely bore us?
I wanted to see how long you guys had put up with it, yeah.
And you came all the way in from Denver?
No, I'm in L.A. for Christmas. Jesus. Hey, all right, okay.
Merry Christmas, Ron. Are you coming over on... No, wait, I'm not in town.
I'm going to hang out with the general.
Yeah, he's coming over to my place. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you too.
I hit my target. No, I have not hit my target weight. You're still a pound away. You're 211.6. Right. 211.6.
Well, if you stick at it, you'll be at 210 by Christmas Day. Then you can do what you've wanted to do now for almost a year. When did you start this diet?
In February.
Now, I saw one of your followers on Facebook. I forget the gentleman's name. He lost 50 pounds from September to today. You didn't do that.
No, I did not, because I did calorie counting. I didn't do a lot of exercises. There was a lot of calories I didn't count. Like when I first lost that 80 pounds, I was counting lettuce. I was counting the calories in strawberries. I mean,
yeah, you're saying it. That's a good calorie.
Well, I mean, here's the whole thing. Jackie's telling me there's good calories and there's bad.
That's what I've been trying. What do you mean, Jackie? I've been trying to tell you that for years.
Yeah, do I? You're eating no avocado. That's good fat. I know. So here's the thing that I've learned, though. Metabolism is everything. When you are eating, when you're dieting and you're losing weight, your body eventually starts to hang on to those calories because it figures, well, there must be some kind of a famine on, so we don't want to lose all this weight. And it hangs on to those calories until you start to exercise.
Yeah, and change the metabolism.
Right. Same thing can be affected if you eat. Sometimes just being on that diet is not enough, and the body needs to know, well, let's get some extra calories going here. Otherwise, we're going to hang on to the ones we've got. So having yourself like, you know, a pizza every now, not every day, not even every week, not even every month. Maybe every 6 weeks you have a pizza.
Every 6 weeks, yeah, sure. You have the chicken.
You have chicken every time you come back from Florida.
Yes, I go to Pollo Loco every time I'm back from Florida. That's right. And it hasn't hurt me. And
well, it's taken you forever to lose. What did you start at?
263.
All right, you've lost 53 pounds, almost.
Almost 53 pounds in 10 months. What is this? Yeah, in 10 months.
I don't know, Phil.
Hey, I did it, didn't I? So yay for me.
All right, yeah.
All right, very good.
Hi, guys. Thanks for listening, and we will see you from Florida tomorrow. In the world, well, actually, tomorrow is an encore show, but our Saturday cinema will probably be the Killer Shrews ad lib show.
Oh my God! You didn't even like it.
No, I didn't. But we will be doing three of our shows next week from the beautiful environs of South Florida. World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Sampra Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
Yeah, Merry Christmas and a happy, you know.
Yeah, Happy New Year and stuff.
Well, Frank and I are going to be in.
Hey, you and Frank are coming down this weekend, right?
Yeah.